I work as a park ranger, and I had something that I experienced today which I don't quite understand. One of my other worker colleagues had told me that he'd seen something weird that he couldn't explain and wanted me to investigate too. He'd given me the exact location and said that he wasn't going to preface it, he just wanted me to go there and let him know what my experience was, and I said okay. I was actually a little bit cautious, but I'd known this colleague for a while. So I make my way over to said location, and I find a door, literally in the middle of the woods, for no reason at all. It looks like quite an old door, but kind of like a grand one that you might see on an old house, and weirdly, it had one of those old door knockers. I look around and don't see anything, and decide to get closer, and make it up to the door. Now when I get to the door, I can hear a weird sound around it, almost like lots and lots of people whispering, but there's no one around. It's very faint but very distinct. I decide that I should maybe try and open it, but before I do, I'm kind of caught making eye contact with the knocker. It's so creepy looking. It's like an almost demon face one, but I decide to tap on it a few times to knock on the door. And as I do so, for a moment, everything changes to red and black in color, almost like I'm looking at something through a filter. I look around and I can only describe this as being in hell. I'm in what appears to be a weird cave system or something. I can hear screams all around me, some weird dark figures moving in the distance, and there seems to be blood dripping off everything. And within a second, I go back to normal. And the whispering stopped. So, I very bravely sprint back and get all the way back to the station and report to my buddy what had happened. He said he didn't know what to make of it, too. Now, this is the weirdest part. When we went back to investigate with a group of others and were actually recording it this time, it's nowhere to be found. We'd gone to the exact spot that we had both seen it, and it was literally completely gone, like it never existed in the first place. I found four crude gravestones as a child that dated back to the 1860s deep in the woods. Now they're gone, and no one seems to remember. I don't have much of a story, and the title pretty much summarizes it, but I go to this area often as an adult. But nothing's ever there like before. I remembered when I found them and showed them to my stepmom and dad. I know I did, but 25 years later, they act like they have no clue what I'm talking about, as if it was all a dream. The footers of the headstones would have suggested young children. I'm not even sure if this is correct, but I'm just looking for closure. I know what I saw. I saw it multiple times. I used to spend half the day hiking there, and I'd just sit there with them as a kid. I'd like to mark those kids' graves because I feel like they deserve not to be forgotten, but no one seems to remember. About a year ago, I moved my family and I to go a home way out in the woods in Tennessee. I wanted to be brief here, but I need to get this off my chest, and after looking into this matter a little more, I have a lot more detail that I think will paint a clear picture in the end, so please bear with me. The nights here can be extremely loud, between the crickets, the frogs, and the other things, it can be almost deafening. One night, not too long after we moved in, I had forgotten something in my car and headed out to get it. The first thing that struck me as odd was that my dog wouldn't go outside with me. My dog goes everywhere with me, as I am her whole world, but not this night. As I held the door open, she looked out and looked up and kind of noped. So I walk out and shut the door behind me. The second thing that caught me off guard was that there was not a peep. It's dead silent. I still remember shrugging this off and walking down my front steps and heading towards my car. When I'd gotten about 10 feet from the car, all the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. I felt as though something was watching me. I looked around and see nothing. After I reached in my car for what I had forgotten to grab earlier, I had this feeling like something was moving towards me. I took a step back, and checked around me, all of a sudden, I heard one of the hedges next to me that lined the walkway to our front door rattle. At first I thought it was a rabbit that I had spooked, as I had seen one just earlier in the day. A few seconds later, I heard the sound of a large rock landing a few feet away from me. I hit the walk and bounced into the shrub. I drew my gun and called out and said, "Whoever it is, you're about to be shot." After a few seconds of nothing, I began to feel like maybe this was some local teenager messing with the new people. I holstered my sidearm, turned around and started walking towards my front door. Almost as soon as I turned towards my house, I heard this deep panting sound. It sounded like a huge dog, but what made me note back to my front door was that it sounded like it's right behind me. I leaped up onto my porch, turned around and drew my gun again, expecting something right there, but there's nothing. A couple of weeks later, I was on my porch at night sitting on a bench with my wife. She just got up and walked in to get something, and as soon as she shut the door, I hear the panting sound again. I couldn't see anything, yet this sounded like it was right on top of me. The sound was coming from everywhere and it was loud. Again, I couldn't see anything, so I noped back into my home. Now at this point I was questioning moving here, but after nothing else really happened, I decided to let it go. A month or so later, it was a really rainy and stormy night. This is around 9 p.m. and my wife and I enjoy listening to the rain and talking about how relaxing it is. Now me growing up in Oregon, I love the rain. And for the past 10 years, we lived in Vegas where it would dump the entire year's worth of rain, but suddenly be bone dry for the rest of it. For my wife, who grew up in Nevada, it was such a rare thing, and she loved going outside to watch it. So for us, this is actually an enjoyable thing. Except this particular night when things took a weird turn. As we're sitting there talking about how relaxing the rain sounds, my wife stopped me and said, "Do you hear that?" "No. What did you hear?" "I swear it sounded like a small child calling out for help, right in the woods." No, I didn't hear anything." And after a few moments of us listening, we hear it again, or at least she does. I say, "I don't hear a thing. Are you sure you're not just hearing things?" And she looks at me offended, saying, "No, I'm positive. It was our son. I think he's out there and lost." I say, no, he's sleeping on the couch." We then both look through the blinds that were right open behind us, and we can see all of our children laying there. She said, "That's so weird. I swear it sounded like our son." I said, "Well, it isn't him. He's right there. And besides, I don't hear anything." She then stands up and says, "Wow, he's really crying out for help. I need to look now." At this point, if you knew my wife, you would know she is absolutely creeped out by the woods and wouldn't be caught dead walking into them during daylight, much less at night during a storm. I grabbed her hand and said, "I have been listening intently and there is absolutely no one calling out for help. You stay here." At this point, I'm getting worried about her. She was acting completely out of character, not to mention that she was 8 months pregnant with our baby daughter. She then says, "What if there is a child out there in the woods?" I said, "Well, first off, I would be able to hear it too. Secondly, there's no other kids around here for miles and miles, and what's the odds of them being lost out there?" She said, "I know, but what if it's a kid?" Before I could say anything, she stands up and starts walking towards the stairs. I jumped up and grabbed her again, saying, "You're not getting out there. I don't know what's going on, but you need to stay inside," and it thoroughly freaks me out. A few moments after this, just as it's getting dark outside, I heard the front door open and I get up to investigate. Now we have two twins who are 6 years old, and we have the door set up so they can't open it without us there. So, to hear this sound, it could only be my wife. That was weird, and the fact that she doesn't usually go outside without telling me. I walked out the front and saw my wife walking down our private road towards the drive on the side of our home. I asked her what she's doing. She said that no, I was just sitting on the back patio and kept hearing a baby crying in the woods. I said, seriously, and you just decide to walk off to investigate? She then looks into the woods and says, see, there it is again. And again, I can't hear anything, but what I did notice is that it was completely silent out again. I told her, just like before, the chances of a baby being out there in the woods outside of our home is slim, and that she needed to get back in the house. She said, what if somebody's baby's there? I said, well, if that were true, I would hear it too. Now at this point, I was getting really worried about my wife's mental health. I actually asked her to see a psychiatrist, but she did. Now looking back, I felt really bad about this, but I had to do it. Now, a few days after this, we went out on the porch. It's early evening and I just mowed the lawn this day, and our 3-year-old son was riding around on his little car in front of the house. Now he knows that he's not to go outside of a certain area that we mapped out. He loves playing outside, but with the road behind 50 feet or so from the porch, we have to be careful. So we're always cautious, and as we're talking, we both keep an eye on him. A neighbor drives by and stops to say hello. The interaction literally took 8 seconds, as of them basically asking how we are and stuff. He then says he's going to stop by later as his wife got something for the kids. And we said, okay, great, and he drives off. I now look over to where that our son should be and he's nowhere to be seen. I called out his name again and can hear his car on our side drive. I scold him for leaving the area and he said something in his 3-year-old gibberish and pointed to the woods behind our home. I said he had 5 seconds to get back up to the front or else, and he adamantly pointed in the direction of the woods again, kept trying to tell me something. I look off in the direction of the woods and just assume that he saw a squirrel or deer or something and wanted to see it up close. I walk him back up to the front of the house and he actually cried the whole way there. He got really upset that I wouldn't let him go into the woods, but I just wrote this off as him being curious and like most 3-year-old boys are. Now, this incident wasn't an isolated one, and both of our twins have weirdly done something similar, but not quite as extreme as this. There have actually been nights where we've just laid down and hear a loud bang on the side of our house on the wall behind our bed. It was so loud that I jumped up and looked out the window. Our floodlight had come on, but I couldn't see anything. Now the weird part about this is that our bedroom sits about 12 feet from the ground level, as we have a full-size basement that's cinder block. Now, I put on my slippers and grabbed one of my 12-gauge shotguns and walked out to investigate. It was dead silent again. The floodlights are on again on the side of the house, and I think this is pretty weird, but I get there and there's nothing. I then walk back around the house and shine the light around intently. As I approached the backside of the house, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. It felt like someone was watching me. I shine the lights up the tree and don't see anything. I round the corner, and the first thing I notice is that my 3 dogs that are in my area aren't making a sound. Now our dogs have no filter and bark at everyone and everything, including me. So to see them all hiding with their tails between their legs had me horrified, really. As I kept walking, all of a sudden, the crickets and frogs start making sounds again. It was as if that somebody flicked a switch. I walked back into the house and told my wife that I hadn't seen anything. She shrugged and said, okay, as long as our dogs are okay. Due to the circumstances that night, I decide to let the dog sleep in and with us. This very thing happened on all four exterior walls, not just one. It's random but annoying, but terrifying nonetheless. There's also been a few times when we're sitting in the house as I was watching a movie, and my wife walked over to me and said, "Did you call me?" I said no, and she said that she could have sworn that she heard my name, and I said no, I didn't say anything. She said it was definitely my voice, but she doesn't understand because it sounded so close, but I was 20 feet away in a recliner. The important part to this is that she was sitting at the table doing something and the slider to the backyard was open behind her. Now our patio sits about 20 feet off the ground and is like a balcony as it has no stairs to access it. I think the previous owner built it for barbecuing. There have been several instances where she would say she heard somebody whispering in my ear, but she couldn't make out the sound. Again, I kept thinking she was crazy, but as you'll see, this is all tied to one final moment. The last thing I want to mention before we get into what happened is that I have a shooting range built behind my workshop on the opposite side of the property next to the main road. It's kind of on a downslope, but it works perfectly for what I needed. The range itself is cut straight into the woods, going down about 100 yards or so. When you're at the range, you have the woods surrounding you on all sides except for getting back to my shop. I have to say, it always felt creepy when I am dealing with my targets or mowing. When you are down there, it feels like you're miles from anyone. Now one day around 5 in the evening, I was sighting a new scope on my rifle. The sun was still up, but it was gonna fade soon. So I knew this was gonna be the final test. Now up until this point, there was nothing really happening while I made my multiple trips downrange, other than feeling weird. As I get downrange, I kept getting the feeling that somebody's watching me and I can't shake it. I look around and don't see a thing. As I was placing stickers over my previous shots, I heard something big off the side behind me. It sounded like a large branch snapping off a tree. Now if you've been in Tennessee before in the woods, you know that this happens a lot, especially in the middle of nowhere. So this is nothing new, except for this time it was very loud and it sounded like fresh strong wood, if that makes sense. I turned around again but can't see anything. I start walking back up to my rifle and I swear I heard somebody right behind me. I turned around again but saw nothing. As I start to walk again, I hear this deep growl. It really sounds deep and loud, and what's worse is that it's actually all around me. I turned around facing the range and start walking backwards. The thought of some rabid dog charging me is really terrifying, but I know running's not a good idea if this is the case. So I walk slowly backwards up the hill with my rifle, but nothing happened. I grabbed my rifle and sprayed the target with rapid fire, hoping to scare off whatever this thing is. I left 10 rounds in the mag and grabbed my rifle bag quickly, going back up to the house. Now fast forward to roughly a year later, when we moved in and my niece is staying with us as a live-in nanny to earn money. We're on our way back from the store about a mile from our house and I saw two eyes reflecting in the headlights coming from a wide tree on the side of the road just ahead. It had caught my attention because they were higher than a deer, but a different size and color. Just as I said, "What's that?" they squint and vanish. I had made a comment that it was almost as though it had known that I could see its eyes and suddenly moved. The color was kind of golden green, but they resembled the mannerisms of a large cat and felt ominous. It's really hard for me to explain, but I really can't define exactly what I saw. It's truly like nothing else. Now a few moments later, when we arrive at the house, as we were getting bags out of the car, my 3-year-old son come bolting out of the house excited to see me. As I was waiting to help her carry in the bags, I heard my dog growl. I look in the direction she was looking and it's at my neighbor's property across the street. Now what I saw has kept me up all night. Up till this point, I've always been skeptical that anything was out there, as I've never seen anything with my own two eyes. Now, my street is on a kind of spread out neighbourhood. Each house actually sits on several acres, and at the end of our road is Kentucky Lake. Our neighbour's house sits adjacent to the house on an acre lot. Directly in front of my house is a wall of woods, and directly behind my house is several thousand acres which are untouched. As I was looking across the street to my neighbour's property, I see a large dark figure between the trees at first. The movement caught me off guard, as it looked like something big moving quickly. Then it came into clear view and stood up. At first, it looks like a man, almost walking like one, and I don't know what to make of it. It was very tall, but what was strange is that the distance it covered was really not possible to be made by a human. It was clearly walking quickly, but moving faster than anyone can sprint. More importantly, there's no sound. It was like it was phasing in and out of reality when it moved. I shout out, "What is that?" and realize that it's looking directly at us. It had moved at such a crazy angle that it's minimizing its body now to not be seen so well, suddenly going silent. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up as I realized that whatever it is stalking us. I tell my niece to go in the house now, and I grabbed my AR-15 with a short scope and came back outside to see my niece still grabbing stuff out the car. Knowing her, I tell her very firmly that you have to get back in the house. Her disregard to my command annoyed me, but I still watch over her without saying a word as she was slowly walking. She turned around towards the woods and across the street from my house, and then suddenly bolted for the house. She ran up the stairs in a panicked state, and she said, "I heard something big in the woods walking loudly on the leaves when I turned around. I heard a deep growl." I asked her why she didn't come when I told her, and she said that she thought I was talking to the sun. I told her about what I'd seen, and she wanted to get a closer look to see if she could see anything. I told her it's not a good idea, but she goes anyway. She begins walking down the walkway, and I heard the sound of dry leaves crunching in the woods across the street. I told her to stop and come and take the flashlight. Now at this point, she's about 3 feet away from my wife's SUV. As she turned and started walking back to me, I caught the glimpse of something grey and hairy bolt from the SUV back across the street into the woods. My porch is a raised porch, and our SUV is about 6.5 feet tall, and whatever this thing is, cleared about 45 feet in what appears to be a single jump. It moves honestly like lightning. Whatever it was, it wanted my niece. It jumped in front of the car and caught my line of sight and was waiting for her. Now, for whatever reason, she still doubted my warnings and grabs a flashlight and walks back towards the car. As she entered my driveway, she stops dead in her tracks, leaning forward as if she could see something. I asked her what she saw, and she turned and ran back on the porch terrified, saying, "No, no, no." She said it was a figure hiding inside of a tree, and she saw its eyes. I asked her what do they look like, and she said dull red at first, but as she gets closer, it appears almost dead. She said it kind of looked really dark grey and was hard to describe, but the pupils were looking like something that's blind. She wanted to go out again and took a step down the stairs, and as she did, it revealed itself from the tree again. I said, "Get inside now." I went in and locked the door and look and see a tall human-shaped being, looking really tall and ominous as anything. The next morning, we actually do a height comparison to the tree limb she saw it, and it must have been about 9 feet, and apparently its eyes are about 6 feet apart. At this point, I don't know what that thing is, and after doing some research, I think it was maybe a crawler or glimmerman. I looked to see if there had been any other sightings in my area, but none. More importantly, I swear it would phase in and out of almost like a shadow person or being. Now, I don't know what to make of this, and I don't know if this thing could communicate telepathically somehow, because it would explain how I always had a weird feeling and could hear things, or my wife would at least. Secondly, it has like a playback communication, so when I heard a dog panting, it was probably one of the dogs that this had heard and then replicated somehow, and the same again with some of my children. Now, it really scares me. I hate the fact that I've seen something like this. Now, the more I read about this thing, the more everything that's been happening over the past year makes sense. One thing I find extra convincing is that down the road towards the lake, there's a property that is barbed wired off and is a wall of forest with no driveway. A lot of the properties on our road is undeveloped owned land, and no one on these actually goes to live there, but there's a sign that says Screamer lives here, with an arrow pointing into the woods. Now, I have to admit that when I first saw the sign, I actually laughed, thinking it was maybe the owner screamed at trespassers, but now I'm not so sure. I have some stories to share. They're all true, but I don't know, I'll start with the weirdest one first. When I was like 5, my parents had bought a house with a large yard, about an acre back, and there's a forest. One day, my granny was babysitting me. I decided to run around the backyard and play. She went inside to go to the bathroom. I remembered something beckoning me to go into the forest. Just a strong urge, so I do. I didn't go in very far before coming across a perfectly circular area filled with flowers. The sun was shining on it through the trees. It was so bright, and they're all different colors. There was a buck standing in the middle of it staring at me. I was a little confused and it looks huge to me. I got a bit closer and it didn't run. It just watches me. I got so excited about the beautiful scene that I actually ran back to tell my granny. When I did, she was looking at me horrified, saying, "Where did you go? I was looking everywhere and got worried sick." Apparently, I'd been gone for a long time. I was confused. Now, regardless, I insisted on showing her what I found. She followed me into the woods, and we went past where all the wildflowers were and some of the deers are. Now, we were exactly where I was, but it was gone. I swore up and down to tell her about what I found, but it just wasn't there now. I remembered being really upset and confused. To this day, I wonder if I walked into some kinds of portal or dimension. When I turned 13, we lived elsewhere, but I started having dreams about a single door in the middle of the woods. It was reoccurring for a number of years and really makes you wonder what's actually out there.